I remember my father's reaction to the news of my leaving. He looked like he'd been informed of my death with me standing there before him. It was impossible to make him understand it. I'd wager he never did. And I guess I'm sorry for that. But Nathan Strauss, my closest friend, understood immediately. He nodded and smiled like he'd been expecting it for years without ever saying so. Nathan was the last of my old friends that I saw before leaving. We met near the steamer on which I'd soon depart, in front of the place his forebears had once arrived in America. He told me that the name of it had sounded to them like Kessel Garden, a place of noise and confusion in their native tongue, and it certainly was that. Nathan told me that he would look forward to my correspondence, and that his letters would be with his Uncle Levi in San Francisco when I arrived there. Then he handed me that book. A book I'm holding right now as I speak these words to you. We said goodbye, and I turned towards the sea.